is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Police launch investigations in suspected dispensing of toxic substance at a school. Global 8235 Ministry Center founder urges Christians to use friendship evangelism. And Uganda confirms 3 new cases of Ebola, bringing total to 5. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Police Service has instituted an investigation in a suspected incident of malicious administration of a toxic substance at Matipula Secondary School in Chongwe District. The incident occurred on May 22, 2026, between 9:30 hours and 10 hours at the said school. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says it is alleged that 2 male pupils, aged 17 and 18, sprayed a suspected toxic gas substance into a classroom where pupils were present. Mr. Chilabi said that preliminary investigations indicate that the incident was first observed when 2 female pupils exited the classroom and collapsed shortly afterwards. A 3rd female pupil also collapsed soon after. The report was made by a male teacher, aged 43, of Chongwe Township, acting on behalf of the school administration, said Mr. Chilabi, in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi said that teachers immediately responded and evacuated all pupils from the classroom after confirming a suspected gassing incident. Police officers processed the scene and recovered a bottle suspected to contain the substance, which has been secured as an exhibit pending forensic examination. He disclosed that further investigations led to the identification and apprehension of the 2 male pupils who are assisting with investigations. Mr. Chilabi added that it is further alleged that a 3rd male pupil suspected of supplying the substance used in the incident left the school premises after the incident occurred. An inquiry file has since been opened and investigations are ongoing to locate and apprehend him. Babala aspiring Member of Parliament MP Joseph Musanje has pledged to continue delivering development and supporting government programs in Choma District in Southern Province. Zanis reports that Mr. Musanje says his campaign message to the people of Babala centers on service delivery and excellence aligned with the development agenda being championed by President Hakainde Hichilema, who yesterday filed his nomination papers to seek another term in office. Mr. Musanje says his focus remains on improving the welfare of citizens through enhanced access to clean water, food security, healthcare services and economic opportunities. The aspiring MP told Zanis in an interview today that he is seeking re-election for the 2nd time as an MP from Babala constituency on the UPND ticket ahead of the August 13 general elections. Global 8235 Ministry Center founder and executive director Tracy Murray has called on Christians not to give up on people who reject the Word of God, but instead continue building meaningful relationships that could eventually lead them to Christ. Ms. Murray says evangelism requires patience, consistency, and genuine friendship in order to positively impact lives. Speaking during Christian Voice Community Forum on the topic dubbed Transforming Communities Through Christian Service today, Ms. Murray emphasized that many people may initially resist the gospel message, but Christians should remain committed to showing love and understanding through long-term relationships. Evangelism requires patience and building relationships and working on them, said Ms. Murray. She noted that friendship evangelism has the power to soften hearts and gradually change people's attitudes towards the Word of God. Ms. Murray further encouraged believers to remain faithful in their outreach efforts, adding that authentic relationships often create opportunities for people to experience Christian values firsthand. She said Christians should continue demonstrating compassion, kindness, and support to those who may not yet accept the gospel, stressing that transformation often takes time.
You know, it's just about building relationships. Mm. And so for some reason, one way or the other, that man at this point doesn't want to hear the Word of God. But through friendship evangelism and developing that relationship, that may change, right?
Ministry of Justice Director Human Resource Christine Peary has called on secretaries and administrative professionals to embrace technology, professionalism and strategic communication in order to remain relevant and effective in the modern workplace. Speaking when she officiated at this year's Secretary's Day celebrations in Lusaka, Ms. Peary said the theme, Advancing Secretarial Excellence Through Professionalism, technology and strategic communication reflects the changing demands of the profession and the need for continuous growth among administrative professionals. Ms. Piri observed that technology has become a key driver of efficiency in offices, noting that artificial intelligence and digital systems are now transforming communication, data management, and administrative operations. She said secretaries who embrace innovation and sharpen their digital skills will remain indispensable in institutions. In African news, Uganda has confirmed 3 new cases of Ebola, bringing the country's total to 5 since the outbreak was first discovered in the country on May 15. Controls are already in place at Uganda's western border with the DRC, and all public transport to the country has been suspended. The Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention has warned of a high risk of spread to eastern African countries that border the DRC. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Coming up shortly, at least 82 killed in Chinese coal mine explosion, state media reports. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 82 people have been killed and 2 are missing after a coal mine blast in northern China, according to state media. The gas explosion at the Liu Shenyu coal mine in Shaanxi province is the worst mining disaster in China since 2009. There were 247 workers reportedly on duty when the blast happened at 19:29 local time on Friday, 22:29 GMT, with more than 100 people said to be saved and hundreds of rescuers sent to the site. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Zambia Police Service has instituted an investigation in a suspected incident of malicious administration of a toxic substance at Matipula Secondary School in Chongwe District. Global 8235 Ministry Center founder and executive director Tracy Murray has called on Christians not to give up on people who reject the word of God, but instead continue building meaningful relationships that could eventually lead them to Christ. And Uganda has confirmed 3 new cases of Ebola, bringing the country's total to 5 since the outbreak was first discovered in the country on May 15. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RTV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, is opening its doors to every taxpayer. It's your opportunity to ask any questions about ZRA and taxes. All your questions will be answered. Furthermore, you will receive other tax-related services on this day. Join us at the ZRA Open Day on Friday, 29th of May, 2026, starting at 08 hours to 17 hours at the ZRA head office and the following ZRA stations: Kitwe, Ndola, Chingola, Solwezi, Kasama, and Lusaka Port Office next to Rasa. This is more than just an event. This is your chance to learn more about taxes. Zambia Revenue Authority. My tax, your tax, our destiny.
In every community, health begins with awareness. When communities are informed, diseases are stopped before they spread. Stay alert, share accurate information, and visit your nearest health facility when you feel unwell. Together, we can build a safer, healthier Zambia.